May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
You may be seated. For some reason, this morning, the message has just had a difficult time coming right through from my heart into my lips. And I think because there are several really great messages in the scripture this morning, I tried to think to myself, well, what is it that I think is the most important part of the message? And then I really had to say to myself, what do I think God thinks is the most important part of the message? I have to tell you, I'm really a baby Jesus kind of person who loves Advent to be about the coming of the baby Jesus. I like the sense of Mary and Joseph and the donkey coming along the way, and the second candle in Advent having to do partly with their journey. And I try to think, well, if that's so important in what I see in my mind and what somebody has told me over the years that have helped me to have a sense of being here, Reverend Artis, today, there must be something so special about that. And what was it that I think that God was trying to tell me? Now, so much of the scripture is about salvation. Salvation. In fact, the last word of the song we sang was forgiveness. And really, I have to say, that's not really where I want to go with this. That's not really what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Mary and the little baby. And then I really have to think about it, that the people in Israel, the people so many years ago, wanted to hear something from God about being comforted. They wanted to have a sense about being comforted and about being held close in God's arms, knowing that they would be saved from all of the trials and tribulations around them, that they wanted to have a sense of peace in their life. And first thing they had to do in order to have a close relationship with God was to give up all of their sinful ways. They had to give up all of their sinful ways. They had to give up their idols. They had to give up all of the different kinds of things they were doing that really were not the things that God was asking them to do. They had to come to a place where they could just open up their hearts and have a sense of peace within themselves before they could have a sense of peace within their lands. Comfort them, comfort them. Isaiah is talking about comforting the people and letting them know that this can truly happen, that this sense of peacefulness can truly happen. But the first thing they have to do is be willing to be peaceful people on a journey. Peaceful people on a journey going where God wanted them to go, having God be their leader. Well, Peter is all excited about telling them about something, but again, he's talking about sin and salvation, and it's like, wow, where is the baby Jesus in all of this? And Peter wants us to know that you're never going to know what time it is. You're only going to know in God's time when all of these things are going to happen. And so, again, you need to open up your hearts and your minds and have a sense of peacefulness. This hurrying and scurrying to decorate churches and get your presents and put on fancy clothes and put up a nativity scene right here, right row, is going to be right here. And all of these things that we are going to do in order to welcome the baby Jesus, and yet the time might not be right. The time that the love of God and the sense of the Christ child coming into your hearts might not happen exactly the way you hoped it would happen. That all your preparations and all the work and all of the things that you are doing that on Christmas Eve you want to light that candle and know that the Christ child is there, it may not be there for you this year. It may be something that you are still working for, preparing for, that the peace that you need to find within yourself is the important thing that God wants you to know. The peace that leads you into a sense of hopefulness. Hopefulness that God's blessings will be right there for you. Right there for you when it is exactly the right time. That God's words will be right here for me exactly when it's the right time. And what it is that I need to say, that's what it is that I will say. I can't possibly believe that I would be talking on the second week in Advent without talking about the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the kings and all of those wonderful things. And then I open the book of Mark. And here we are. We're going to begin on a new journey, a new Advent journey. And Mark just skips over all of the story about the baby Jesus. Because you see, Mark is so excited about the message. The message, not the story of the little baby Jesus, but the message of what Jesus is bringing. And he says to us, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That you and I each need to be the ones who prepare the way of the Lord, to smooth out all of the bumps in our lives and in the lives of the people around us, to smooth out the road so that it's easy, easy for the love of God to just come right through to people every place we go. That we have a sense of peace in ourselves, and so when people meet us, they too have a sense of there's something peaceful here, something peaceful in this room, something peaceful in my home, most of all, something peaceful in my heart, so that I can prepare the road into my heart for the love of Christ to reign in there. Because you see, God sent the baby Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. He sent the baby Jesus so that the whole world would have salvation. That didn't just mean you and me and us sitting here. It meant for our entire world, because God loves all people. This story is for all people. You know, for some reason it became very important for Mark's gospel to talk about John the Baptist wearing the most simple of clothes, eating the most simple of foods, allowing himself to be the messenger that talks about Jesus who's coming after him and will be so much greater than who he is. He continues to bless the people. He continues to do baptisms, but he says, someday there will be one who comes after me that is so much greater than me that will baptize not just with water, but with the Holy Spirit, and your lives will change forever. The story can't be found as a much better story anyplace than the story of the nativity scene, the story of the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the kings and the shepherds and the angels and all of those things that you know. But the story never stops there. And the importance of the story really is in the forgiveness of our sins by a Savior who is willing to die on the cross for us and not just stay a tiny baby.
Amen.